Valviola Rock Avalanche. Observation point from the path about 2,200 meters above the sea level. From the path, High Valviola Valley is hidden from direct view by an imposing rampart made of a chaotic pile of gigantic squared boulders, only partially covered by sparse grass and young conifers. Behind it, the almost vertical cliffs of Dos de Horn stand out against the sky, and at their foot, the crystal clear surface of the Valviola Lake shines in the green. The quietness of the waters and the blooming grasslands contrast with the sharpness of the gneiss rock of the peaks around, and with the disorder of the rocky mound which seems to enclose the lake. Valviola Lake actually owes its origin directly from that boulders ridge, arose during a catastrophic event. It is indeed the remnant of a great rock avalanche, pretty rare type of landslide, which consists in an initial intact rock mass, eventually broken by a destabilized slope. Rock avalanches are very fast-moving landslides, with a speed up to 100 meters per second, and they can flow very far over a flat or low-angle terrain. Valviola Rock Avalanche is scattered over a surface of around 1 square kilometers, with a tongue-shaped body and sharply defined lateral margins. Its thickness remains unknown, however, its estimated volume is of at least 3,400 cubic meters. It fell down from Dos de Horn about 7,500 years ago, in the early Holocene, a period of warmer climate after the complete deglaciation of the local valley. Perhaps the increasing temperatures caused the degradation of permafrost, that is to say, the perennial frozen ground or rock present at high altitudes. Permafrost is characterized by interstitial ice, which strengthens the rock mass, cementing its fractures. Therefore, a previous climate warming might have melted, reducing the stability of Dos de Horn rock walls and triggering the catastrophic landslide which dammed the High Valviola Valley.